Kelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline and motor oil. Skelly Aeromax gasoline and Skelly Tagoline motor oil. Tailor-made for your weather. But now, listen closely, fellas and girls, for a very important announcement. This is the very last chance I'll have to offer you that exciting new picture of Captain Midnight and Chuck and Patsy. It's your last chance to get that marvelous free picture at your Skelly service station. So listen, if you haven't already called for yours, be sure you get it tonight or tomorrow or Sunday. Because after that, we can't promise you that your Skelly man will have a single one of them left. Now, I know every fellow and girl listening in wants one of those swell autographed pictures of Captain Midnight and his two fun-loving, adventurous young friends. It's just the kind of picture every typical wide-awake flight patrol member would like to own. You see, Chuck and Patsy and Captain Midnight are dressed in their regular flying suits with the aviator's helmets on, and they're standing beside Captain Midnight's high-powered monoplane. It's a real aviation picture that any air-minded young fellow or girl will be proud to have up on the wall for everybody to see. And don't forget this, it's autographed by all three of our famous friends themselves, Chuck, Patsy, and Captain Midnight. And remember, you don't have to spend a single penny to get it. You don't even need any labels or seals or box tops. You simply stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out driving with mother or dad. Show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card, and you get your big autographed picture absolutely free. And look, if you're not already a member of the 1940 Flight Patrol, just tell your Skelly man, and he'll sign you up without one penny's expense. You see, we want every fellow and girl who loves adventure and is interested in aviation and likes to listen to Captain Midnight to have one of these swell pictures with the compliments of your Skelly man. So stop at your Skelly service station in the family car and get your free picture tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. When Chuck and Patsy saw smoke rising over a nearby ridge, they rushed over to it and discovered a prospector by the name of Ben Gillis. To him, they told their plight in regard to Bud Conley, who is very ill of fever. Help for him seems impossible because there's not enough room for Captain Midnight's plane to take off in the forest clearing where he landed. After explaining about Conley's illness, Chuck suddenly asks Ben Gillis if the miner has any dynamite. Listen as Gillis replies,
"Dynamite? Well, what in thunder and tarnation do you want with that?"
"Gosh, Chuck, what in the world do you mean?"
"Patsy, I want to blast those three big trees out of the way so the plane can take off. Have you got any dynamite, Mr. Gillis? Just a little bit?"
"Yes, sirree. We always carry some dynamite just in case of emergency. Just a minute. I'll take a look."
"Gee, Chuck, do you suppose it'll work?"
"Well, there's no harm trying. Captain Midnight said that if those three trees could be gotten out of the way, I could make a downwind takeoff."
"But wouldn't the trees be in the way? I mean, on the ground?"
"No, I don't think so. The wheels of the plane would be off the ground before they got to the trees."
"Oh, gosh, I hope Mr. Gillis has got some. But gee, Chuck, those trees are awfully big. Maybe he hasn't enough dynamite to blast all three of them down."
"We'll have to hope for the best.
Look, here comes Mr. Gillis. And he's grinning."
"Gee, I hope it's good news."
"Well, my boy, I've got some dynamite all right. Just three sticks, to be exact."
"Isn't that swell, Chuck?"
"I'll say it is.
Now, where are these here trees?"
"Right across the ridge to the left, Mr. Gillis. Down at the bottom of the ridge, there's a small clearing, and that's where the plane is."
"Hadn't we better go and tell Captain Midnight?"
"Captain Midnight? Who in tarnation's he?"
"Well, that isn't really his name, Mr. Gillis. His name is actually Red Albright, but he's called Captain Midnight, and he's a swell guy. You'll like him."
"Well, I guess if you like him, so will I. Now, I'll tell you what you kids do. You run and get this here Captain Midnight. I'll bring the dynamite and some tools along and meet you in this here field across the ridge."
"Oh, that's swell, Mr. Gillis. We'll see you in a little while. Come on, Patsy. There isn't any time to lose."
"There he is now, Captain Midnight. There's that Mr. Gillis."
"Well, that's him, all right. Oh, isn't it swell that he's willing to help us, Captain?"
"You bet it is, Chuck. I certainly hope your plan will work."
"Don't you think it has a chance, Captain Midnight?"
"Well, yes, Patsy, it has. But the principal thing is to get that dynamite placed right. If it isn't, it'll just go off and not do the work we want it to."
"But this Ben Gillis has had a lot of experience with dynamite. I think he'll be able to do it."
"Well, I know something about it too, Chuck. Between the two of us, we should be able to get the job done right.
Hi, Mr. Gillis.
Hi there, folks.
Oh, I guess you're Ben Gillis. I'm awfully glad to meet you.
Well, there sure ain't no one else around here by that name. So you're the one they call Captain Midnight.
That's right. I certainly want to tell you how grateful I am for your help.
Shucks, that ain't nothing. I'm sure glad to do anything akin to help save a man's life. Now, where's them trees you want out of the way?
There they are, right ahead. Between us and the timber at the far end of the field.
Yeah, I see them. They're sure in the way, too.
Yeah, they are. Well, do you think we can move them with the dynamite you have?
Well, I don't know. They're mighty big fellers. But we can sure take a crack at them.
All right. Let's get to the first one. Oh, here. Let me carry some of that stuff for you. We've got to work as fast as we can. Our friend is a pretty sick man.
Oh, I can carry something.
You fellers carry them tools, and I'll carry the dynamite.
All right.
Jiminy Crickets, look at Mr. Gillis throw that dynamite around. Won't it explode?
No, miss, not if you handle it right. There's a trick to it.
Well, come on, let's go. We've got to get those trees out of the way.
A few minutes later, we find Captain Midnight and his friends at the foot of the three trees which prevent the plane's safe departure. Chuck is speaking.
Here's the first tree. What do we do next, Mr. Gillis?
Well, let's see. I got to take a look at them roots. What do you say, Captain?
Well, wait a minute. Look at this side. Two big roots branch away from each other here.
Yep, that's the place, all right. I'll start in with the pick. After I make a hole in the ground, we'll try and tunnel in underneath the trunk with this here small spade. And if I can get the dynamite under the main part of the tree, I think we'll be all right. And now then, I'll start right in here.
Oh, look, here comes Major Steele.
Oh, so I see, Patsy. He's still a little weak. I don't think he should have come this far.
I guess he's too anxious to see whether we're going to get these trees down. Yeah. He probably couldn't stay away.
Is there anything I can do to help you there, Mr. Gillis?
No, not right now, Captain. Not until I get this here hole a little deeper. Anyway, there ain't room for two of us to work here at the same time.
All right, then. Oh, maybe you can help him scoop out some of that dirt, Chuck, while I talk to Major Steele.
Sure. I'll help Mr. Gillis.
Good.
Coming, Captain. How long do you think it'll take?
Well, we just started in, Barry. You shouldn't have come out here. You're not strong enough yet.
Oh, I... All right, now. Is there any chance of ever getting Conley out of here? Can you get these three trees out of the way?
And we'll find out, Barry, in a short while. If we can get this first one out of the way, I'll feel encouraged about the others. These are mighty big trees.
Yes, this first tree is the smallest one. But look at that one down the slope. I'm sure we've got to get it out of the way, too.
Absolutely. The most important one. It'll be the last.
Well, I'm afraid that one's going to be a pretty tough job.
Maybe so. But you know, I think this Ben Gillis knows how to handle dynamite.
Well, if this plan works, it's sure going to be a lucky break for us. And I'm going to tell you something, Captain.
Yeah, what's that, Major?
We've got to have a lucky break if we're going to save Conley's life.
Is he worse?
Yes, definitely. His temperature's still as high as ever. He's out of his head most of the time.
Oh, the poor fellow. We'll get him out of here if it's humanly possible.
Oh, I hadn't been thinking of anything else. I brought Conley down here with me, and it's up to me to see that he gets out.
We'll get him out, Barry, some way.
Well, there's another thing. But look, that fellow Gillis, he evidently needs something.
Oh, yes. Come over here with me.
All right.
What'll you have, Gillis?
Come here a second, will you, Captain?
Yes, you bet I will. Come on, Barry.
All right.
I think we're getting along all right. I've got a right good hole open up here.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, I want you to meet my friend, Major Steele.
Right pleased to meet you, Major.
I'm glad to meet you.
We've got a swell hole cleaned out, Captain Midnight. It's right between these big roots.
Oh, that's good. Do you think it'll work, Gillis?
Yeah, I sort of think it will, Captain. All right, now, I got the stick in there. I'll just pack some of the dirt back.
Gosh, I sure hope it'll work.
Now then, here's the fuse. There now. She's all set.
Are you ready to light it?
Yeah, all set. Now, this ain't a very long fuse, so you better start making tracks.
Which way do you think the tree will fall, Gillis?
Well, I ain't sure it'll fall at all. What's more, I ain't got any idea the direction it'll go. But here goes for the match now, and we'll all scram up that hill.
All right, we're ready. Go ahead, light the fuse.
There she starts. Scram for it.
Hurry up, everybody, run. Chuck, come here, help me. Help me with Major.
There, that's far enough.
Oh, gee. Something must have happened to the fuse.
No, it didn't. We didn't take much time getting away from there.
How are you, Barry?
I'm all right. Just a little bit tired.
Please, the beacons. There she goes.
But the tree, it isn't falling.
I don't know about that. The tops are moving.
You're right, Gillis. It is moving.
The wind, it's blowing it over.
It's going going down. It's going down.
You bet she is. You hear them roots are crackling? Hi, Cracky, look out. She's going over.
Second tree was easy, but I don't know about this third one.
Well, I don't know about it either, Chuck. This tree is way bigger than the first one.
Yes, and if it hadn't been for the wind, that wouldn't have gone over.
Well, I'm sure going to do my best, but if this here stick doesn't do the job, I ain't got none left.
Well, you all set now?
No, nope, not quite. Hand me that there spade, will you?
Here it is, Mr. Gillis.
Much obliged.
Say, Captain, yes? Step aside with me a moment, will you?
You bet I will.
There's one thing that I'm worried about.
What's that, Billy?
You're figuring on having Chuck take off alone with Conley, aren't you?
Well, yes, that's my idea. I think it'd be dangerous to try to carry any more weight in the plane.
Well, that's not what's got me worried. I know Chuck will do the very best job of flying that he can. If he makes it, that's swell. But if he doesn't, well, let's not think of that. The one I'm worried about is Conley.
Conley?
Yes. He's out of his head now and getting worse all the time. And you know how a delirious person is. They sometimes go completely crazy. And think of it. Chuck will be absolutely alone with him in the plane.
Yes, Billy, I realize that. Dangerous situation.
Chuck will be too busy occupied in handling the controls. He won't be able to protect himself from Conley.
Yes. Well, we've taken out the rear seat. We're fixing a place for Conley on the floor. They've got to tie him up so he can't possibly interfere with Chuck.
Well, I don't like to do it, but it's absolutely the only thing to do.
Okay, we're all set.
Well, Billy, here comes the big test.
Get ready to scram, everybody. I'm lighting the fuse.
Everybody's all set, Mr. Gillis. Go ahead.
There she goes. Run, everybody.
Are we far enough?
No, a little bit further. That's a mighty tall tree. There. That's now we're all right.
There she goes. Watch. Oh, the tree. It isn't going to budge. It's standing still. Oh, something must be wrong.
Well, has the splendid work done by Ben Gillis and Captain Midnight been all in vain? Will this last gigantic tree remain standing to defy all efforts to save Bud Conley's life? Don't miss the next adventure. Tune in to Captain Midnight. Now remember, here's your last chance to get your very own autographed picture of Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, and Patsy Donovan absolutely free. And I really think you'll be mighty sorry if you miss getting one. Because it's just the sort of picture we knew every wide-awake young flight patrol member would really go for. And the beauty of it is, this swell big autographed picture is absolutely free. There's really no reason why you shouldn't get it. All you do is show your Skelly man your flight patrol membership card the next time you stop at your Skelly service station in the family car. You'll get it right then and there. But be sure you call for that picture tonight or tomorrow or Sunday at the latest. Because the chances are, by Monday, they'll be gone. And we don't want a single flight patrol member to be disappointed. So the secret is to get it now before it's too late. And don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will the final tree prevent the taking off of the plane in order to save Bud Conley's life? If it doesn't fall, what else can Captain Midnight do? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!